You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes from right now. Braves continue to own the Mets, man, and that is a good thing given the fact that not a ton else has gone right this year. They are very good against the Mets. They were again last night. Hopefully they will be again tonight as well. We'll get into that in the big story. Grant McCauley also going to join us to talk some Braves as well at 120. 140, the AMA, as we always do to wrap up the show, 404-726-0929. Get your questions ready. You can text us or tweet us as well. And, of course, we'll get back into some of this NBA news as, obviously, the Hawks made a big move last night. The draft is tonight. They've got the 13th overall pick. And some other signings and moving and shaking going on in the league to get you up to date on as well.
Tomorrow, Nike and Amazon Prime are combining for a live effort. Called Breaking Four. Are you at all familiar with this?
No.
You know I'm fascinated with
4 minute mile.
Many sports. This one is a 4 minute mile that Faith Kipyegon was going to try and attempt to be the first female to ever crack the 4 minute barrier. It won't really count. It will count. Let me say this properly, because of pacers and equipment, stuff like that. The same way that when they ran a sub 2 hour marathon, but with pacers, specialized track, it doesn't really count as a world record. I don't know if this will count as a world record. I'm fascinated. I've always been fascinated by just the human limit in general, athletically, and this is the next step. Her best time's 4:07, so she's got to cut over 7 seconds off of her PR. But modern equipment, shoes, and pacers.
Can't even imagine the idea of moving that fast for that long. You know, most people can't run as fast as she's going to go the
right
whole time. Her pace for that mile is faster than I don't know what percentage of people, but most people can even.
If you're on a
go.
Treadmill, a 4 minute mile is running at a 15.
Right.
And
most people can't do that. They would get hurt.
One, I've tried it. I've done it. It's the treadmill shaking, so from that perspective, right, it's a little scary. But, to your point, I can run as full out as I can at a 15 for, 30.
So you think you could beat this lady is what you're saying?
No, 30 seconds.
30 seconds. With training, though?
No.
And pacers?
No.
I see. I get it.
Do I get rollerblades?
Chipper pulls you for 1 mile.
Now, Chipper could beat her.
If Chipper pulled you for 1 mile.
I think Chipper could beat her.
Pulling you on
rollerblades. No. Okay. I think Chipper could run a sub-4-minute mile.
I think Boone pulling me on rollerblades could be a sub-4-minute mile. I would be terrified. That sounds like, you know, you hit a pebble.
How good a skater are you?
Not good.
Years ago in Cleveland.
Didn't think I'd be asked that today. Not good. Not a good rollerblader.
Years ago in Cleveland, we did a 330 mile. I was on blades. What's so funny?
Every part of that sentence was funny.
She was. I didn't know why she was running so hard.
Every word of it was funny.
We get like past the mile marker, and it turns out there was some deer.
Okay.
So she sent deer from a mile away and just hauled.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. You don't see how any part of that is funny?
I take my inline skating very seriously. Okay.
All right. Good. Hey, the Rockets just signed Fred VanVleet to a 2-year extension. It was a team option for $45 million. Sort of they declined it and then signed him to a 2-year $50 million contract. Good for them. Good for him. He gets to stay on the team, and he's teammates with Kevin Durant now.
Yeah.
So he's got an opportunity to try to win a championship.
They're aligning windows.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense. You kind of look at what the Rockets are right now, too. I know that we'll get to what's trending and the big story of the day and what's happening here in Atlanta. But with what the Hawks did yesterday getting Porzingis, I think for the most part, people were excited about it. People understand the vision of it. I don't think it has anything. It's nowhere near what the Rockets have done over the last couple of weeks. Obviously, getting Kevin Durant is a huge coup. Fred VanVleet to this contract. So their starting five right now is VanVleet, Amen Thompson, who, you know, just burst onto the scene in the playoffs this year. Jabari Smith Jr., who's very good. And then Alperen Şengün off the bench right now. They still have Reed Shepherd, who they drafted 3 overall last year. Like, Reed Shepherd still has, like, a super high ceiling and has hardly played at all. And then in the front court, Cam Whitmore, Tari Eason, and Steven Adams, who people really like. I forgot that Jeff Green was a free agent there. So him and Kevin Durant could reunite. The remaining current Sonics, or the only former Sonics still in the NBA, could join forces in Houston, and I don't know.
Would that be your Western Conference team?
Sure,
if that happens, yeah, is that how we go?
I'll give them some love. Give them some love. What else happened? Kyrie signed a 3-year deal with the Mavs, so he extended his contract with the Mavs. So they're going to draft Cooper Flagg tonight. They got Kyrie for the next handful of years when he gets back.
Do you remember what AD's deal is?
I don't, but there's years remaining on it.
Yeah.
There's a couple years remaining on it. So, yeah, so there's a window there for them as well.
I like where they're at.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
Olsen, line drive, base hit out into right center. 2 will score. Atlanta has played in 5 of the 6 to grab the lead.
Yeah, big 6th inning last night for the Atlanta Braves. They added 2 more in the 8th as well. Some clutch hitting from Riley. Later in the game, that was Olsen right there driving in. Was it 3? Did he drive in all 3 with that hit or just anyway?
He drove in 2 then and then had another RBI. I think that was the one where Acuña ran all the way through.
Right, that's right.
What a moment, too, because we had the bases loaded. We kind of squeaked a couple of runs in. I don't know how you felt in the moment, but I was like, this can't. If you leave this inning at 3-3, you feel a little bit good about it. It's a brand new ball game,
of course, but that felt like a win for the Mets.
Yeah, you didn't take the control of the game that you and I had talked about earlier this week,
especially because you got Ronald Acuña up with runners on base in a situation that never happens.
Yeah.
And then you struck out.
And so for Olsen to pick him up, to pick the team up, you leave with a 5 spot in that inning, and now you're looking at Strider. Not his best effort of all time, but good enough to put you in a position to win the game. Bullpen started off great, too.
Yeah.
Pierce Johnson came out, was great. Rafael Montero was great.
Really good.
Dylan Dodd was great. And then you got into the 9th inning. De Los Santos struggled. Iggy off and on, but found a way.
Got the save.
And then now you're 5-0 against the Mets. You look at the standings. You're not that far off in the wild card. You're just not. A lot of teams that you got to deal with, but it goes back to what we said, 13-game stretch, and I said 9-4 is where I'd feel real good about it.
What do you got right now, 6-2?
I mean,
6-2 in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so go 2-2 or 3-2, I guess, and then you're on for what Abe asked for.
And that's what I'd feel good about it. Feel free to go like 5-1, and
yeah.
I'd feel great about it.
Yeah.
But again, we were so high after that Mets sweep last week. Mm-hmm. We were so low after losing 2 out of 3 to the Marlins. We're not there yet, right? You've only clinched a series split right now. But if you can take one of these next two, ideally both of these next two, that pendulum swings back up in terms of people start talking about it like they're on the run.
Yeah, the hard part for me is the thing that I was so frustrated about over the weekend with the Marlins, obviously losing 2 out of 3 to them, was also the Chris Sale news. And
sure.
Just not knowing how long it was going to be without him.
Right.
Perfectly timed up to have Schwellenbach and Strider in the first two games against the Mets. Now you get to that unknown. Didier Fuentes making his second career start tonight.
Unknown
to them, for sure. And there were flashes in the first game against the Marlins. Obviously, he's got a live arm. Like, it's fun to watch him pitch, for sure.
Yeah.
He's 20 years old. He's going to make mistakes.
I got a couple reasons for...
What are you reasonably...
Yeah, I'm more optimistic.
Four innings?
Getting the debut out of the way and being more amped up than he probably needed to be, and some of that excitement is probably calmed down a little bit, the nerves of pitching in front of his father as well. I think now you can kind of settle in and get a better look at what he really is going to be. Tough environment. It's a tough lineup.
It's a good lineup.
No, I get all that. I think if you can get him into the fifth, I don't know if he finishes through five. You kind of see if he's second time through the order, if it's turned over to that third time sort of thing. You kind of see where it is.
I think you want to avoid the third time.
Yeah, I don't think he's facing Lindor, Soto, Alonso a third time.
Yeah.
And if that happens to be in the early stages of the fourth inning, I think that'd be great. If not, stretch some guys out, you know?
That's the problem, though. Yesterday you went Johnson, Montero, Dodd, De Los Santos, Iglesias. So you used 5 bullpen guys yesterday. You're probably going to have to do that again today. And who knows? Maybe Fuentes does great. Like, I'm not trying to, like, say that it's impossible that he goes deep into the ballgame. It just seems unlikely. So, we start talking about a taxed bullpen at this point.
Okay, but this then goes back to what we asked for in Fuentes' first game.
Mm-hmm.
Can we win this game with offense? And if it needs to be a 10-8 game or an 8-5 game in the Braves' favor, can you do that? We can't keep putting the pressure on every starting pitcher to feel like they have to go 7 innings, 2 or less runs.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like that yesterday. Eventually it turned.
Yeah, it felt like that.
And in previous weeks, it's felt like that. We need to be okay winning a game in which Fuentes gives up 5 runs. Or if Fuentes gives up 3, there's space for the bullpen over the course of 4 1/3 or 5 innings to then give up 2 more, and you can still win it. The offense has got to pick up the pitching.
Definitely.
You look like you had something else to say.
Well,
there.
They scored 7 yesterday, so like I feel like
eventually
the idea that they're going to do it again. Maybe they will. Clay Holmes also a pretty good pitcher. Hopefully what?
Hopefully, we just saw him.
Hopefully they do it. Favorite moment of the game yesterday, beside the clutch hitting, of course, was Strider striking out Soto. Soto complaining to the ump. Strider telling him it was right down the middle and waving him back to the dugout. Any sort of friction between those two guys is fun because they're going to be facing off against each other for years. Like, obviously, the Mets and the Braves have history. It doesn't even need any more drama to it. But you had a superstar from both teams not liking each other a little bit because Soto saw that. Soto remembers that. Next time they face each other, I don't know when it's going to be down the road this season. That's fun. I like that.
As long as the Braves keep winning those battles.
Oh, yeah.
I like it.
Well, of course. I mean, and, you know, not always going to.
No.
Miss Soto might take it out on Fuentes today. Soto likes a 20-year-old making his second career start
probably,
in this game.
Probably.
With a little tape, too. Because they, like, I know they have never seen him, but yeah.
Keeping an eye on Michael Harris as well after a hit by a pitch.
Oh, yeah.
I know they pulled him out. It seemed like he was okay. Seemed like he was in pretty good spirits, but said it didn't hit any bone, any of that stuff. But when the lineup comes out, we'll just keep an eye on that.
It was one of those things when Fairchild came up for him, I was like,
dude,
oh, maybe it's a matchup thing. Probably isn't, but maybe it
all
is.
All I can think of is the people who were going to, like, just the comments. It's toxic Twitter, man.
They were asking for Harris out of the lineup.
Yeah, that's all I was thinking.
You might have got it unintentionally.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get Grant McCauley in here next, get his thoughts on what's happened the first couple days against the Mets. See if he has any further information on Chris Sale and that timeline. We'll talk Braves with Grant after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy. Hump day, 20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open, as they always are, at 404-726-0929. So load them up in 20 minutes. Start thinking about your questions now. Can be about anything. Obviously, the NBA draft is tonight. We're talking Mets and Braves as well, as the Braves have taken the first two games of the series. 1:20 on Wednesdays is when Grant McCauley stops by. So let's chat with Grant. 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joins us every single week to talk Braves. Grant, how are you?
Doing well, guys.
Got to feel like, I mean, obviously the season is still, you know, it's been up and down, it's been frustrating, but being able to do this to the Mets and now five straight games has to, I know it makes me feel better, I know it makes Braves fans feel better, kind of like the perfect elixir for the frustration that we felt most of the season.
Yeah, what is it? Mets fans' tears that people were drinking a few years ago.
Yes.
So that's a unique market, I guess. But be that as it may, I mean, the wins need to come against anybody and everybody for the Braves at this point. And you know, the head-to-head against the Mets, I don't know that you could pick a better opponent. Obviously, the Phillies coming up would be a pretty good one as well. That really helps you climb back out of the hole that you had dug by falling into that tailspin of losing six consecutive series at a time in which the Phillies were hot to start with, and then the Mets got really hot, and then all of a sudden you look at the division standings, which I'm a big proponent of not looking until Memorial Day, but man, it wasn't looking good, that's for sure. So now the Braves have managed to pull themselves up by the bootstraps and at least get within, you know, a runner's distance, if you will, of catching up, because it is a long season, and the Braves do have a significant amount of time left, but each and every opportunity and every series that goes by that you don't take advantage of could really cost you down the line.
Grant, there was no shortage of Braves players that were criticized offensively for very slow starts, and I think Matt Olson was one of them. Feels like he's obviously turned the corner, is a lot more locked in. Does him getting going give you a little bit more confidence that some of the other guys in turn could also get going?
Well, clearly, Matt Olson was able to workshop some ideas, started hitting the ball a lot softer and bunting for hits, and was able to get himself out of the slump. But no, I mean, look, over time, talent wins out. You keep doing what you're good at. And Matt Olson is a very good hitter who was going through a slump. And unfortunately, it was concurrent and timed with a lot of other slumps that have been going on, some of which seem to be no closer to ending than they have been at any point over the last couple of years. And that is perplexing, baffling. I mean, pick a bunch of adjectives that maybe we can't say on the air, but it has been the Braves' issue to deal with is offensively, can you get enough players going at the right time in the right direction? And clearly nobody can, I think, spark it more and do more for this offense to turn it over than Ronald Acuna Jr., but he's only one guy. So having Matt Olson going, you see him stacked at the top of the order now, hitting one and two, I think you get them the most at-bats you possibly can to see if they can do the most damage. The unfortunate thing is you've got shortstop, you've got second base, you've got left field, all of which have been questionable all year long in center field as well. And now we'll see if Michael Harris is a little bit banged up on top of not swinging the bat well. But I think it's just, again, it comes down to the collective. The talent has got to win out over time, but you know, we've been waiting for a while to see this thing turn over again.
One aspect of Ronald Acuna's five-tool repertoire they hadn't seen a lot since he's come back has been stealing bases. He's stolen one each of the last couple of days, though. And I don't know, you know, I don't know if that means he's going to start doing that every day or what, but he's certainly done that the last couple of days. And obviously, we understand the pressure that that puts on the defense and the pitcher and something else that they have to think about, even when he's not at the plate, just when he's on the base path. Do you think that? I don't know. Do you think that he's going to do a little bit more of that maybe than we had anticipated just coming off of the injury, or the last couple of days was just the perfect opportunity?
No, I really think that this is just kind of part of the progression, right? I mean, you go through everything that you needed to get to the rehab assignment. Then you concentrate on everything that you need to there. You come back up, you get yourself established. Now he's got a base, I feel like physically a base built up of, okay, I feel, you know, the normality, I guess, of playing every day again, and I know what my body's capable of. And, you know, you just start getting those reps and that experience, the confidence also starts to build back up. So now he's a full year plus removed from the knee injury. I'm sure that he was able to glean a lot of feelings and a lot of experience from the last time it happened so that he would know when his body is saying, okay, I think we're ready to, you know, take that next step and to challenge ourselves running the bases. We've seen elite sprint speed from him, whether it's scoring from, you know, going from first to third or scoring from first. Ronald still has that tool when he needs it. But as a base runner, he is definitely somebody who can create and just foster havoc out there. And that can't be a bad thing either when you're just trying to get the opposing pitcher as uncomfortable as possible. And I don't know that there are too many base runners that do it better than Ronald Acuna Jr. does.
It is Grant McCauley on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta Braves insider here on 92.9 The Game, a host of From the Diamond, which is going to air this week Sunday at 5 p.m. Grant, last week we had talked to you and it looked like Raisel Iglesias had a couple of strong outings and maybe turned a corner. This week he's had two kind of questionable ones, although most of the trouble yesterday was actually put on by De Los Santos. But Dylan Lee has continued to look strong. Yep. Are we any closer to him maybe snagging a full-time closer role?
I don't know if we're at full time yet, but clearly you're looking for somebody to give you the consistency and the continuity of knowing how your bullpen is going to flow from that, you know, that chart that you look at where you're like, okay, well, I know who's going here and here, and maybe it's in between where you're trying to bridge a gap. And when the closer struggles, I mean, the entire bullpen goes through it in a way, because you're asking guys to do different things. And even if you've got some experience, is it really going to stack up to what you need in that spot? So you kind of have to go out there and see it and have guys prove it. And Dylan Lee has been proving it for a while now. And he's been, I think, an underrated piece of that bullpen for the last couple of years coming into 2025. But watching him with that slider, working over Juan Soto, he's also been reaching back at 97, dotting the corners. I mean, that's what it looks like as far as closers are concerned, rising to the occasion in the right moments and the big moments, and he's done that. So if that was the audition, then I would say maybe he does get some run here for a while. But I would also, on the Iglesias front, I'm not concerned about what I've seen the last couple of outings, particularly with last night's. He's had some bad batted ball luck at times. He's also been handed some situations where I don't think that anybody anticipated Rysel having to throw last night, but that is part of the job as well, to be ready whenever the bullpen phone rings. And I think he's going to continue to do that, but he's still working through it to, I think, get comfortable with what his pitch mix is without that slider being any part of it.
Hopefully the bullpen phone doesn't have to ring too many times tonight with as many guys as they used last night, but there is a really young pitcher on the mound starting the game for the Braves. What's reasonable to expect from Didier Fuentes in his second start tonight?
I think you'd certainly like to see the five innings out of him. If it's three runs or less, you'll take that. And then you just got to hope that the offense can do its work, and it's going to have to. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, there have been a lot of just pretty well-pitched games this year that the Braves have been in it and lost. And that's been kind of the bugaboo, if you will, for them, is not being able to win these close games. And if you do get a good pitching performance from him, I don't think you're asking him to overextend just to cover for extra relievers that were used in yesterday's game. I think some of that onus would really fall on Grant Holmes in the finale to maybe cover some more innings and give guys some rest. But with a young kid, get comfortable, have a game plan, attack the strike zone, execute, and just pitch to your strengths. And A.J. Minter told me this a couple of years ago. It's not about looking at a scouting report and saying, oh, this guy's not good at this, and then you're throwing your second or third best pitch to try to get him out. You need to pitch to your strengths and kind of find the balance between what he's not doing well and what you do the best in order to get the results that you want. So I think kind of simplifying things and pitching to your strengths is the easiest way for a young pitcher to come up, get comfortable, and get settled in, and hopefully cover five innings.
Grant, let's piggyback off that question. Let's say he only goes four, but you're certainly still in the game. You used Pierce Johnson last night. You used Dylan Dodd last night. If you do have someone lined up for a multi-inning relief spot tonight, who do you think that might be?
No, probably Luke Williams. No, I really don't know, to be honest with you. I think that it would fall more on the group than asking somebody to come in and throw two or more innings. I mean, if you had to have that, I guess you could ask Dodd to do it, though he, as a former starter, has kind of been in the one to, you know, maybe into that second inning. But there are guys that can do it, and you just kind of figure it out. The good thing is, I think, is that a lot of these pitchers, they're not in a place where they've thrown 3 out of 4 days or they've thrown 3 days in a row, and now you got to stay away from 3 or 4 of them in one night. That's when the bullpen, it really starts to get taxed and where things can kind of come apart. But I think they've got the guys that can do it, and I think that they've got a little bit better than advertised bullpen at times. They certainly haven't been the huge problem for this team. It just comes down to run scoring. Can you put this kid in a position to get comfortable and get settled in? And if the bullpen is a big part of this game, can you do the things you need to do offensively to win it, to allow them to just kind of go out and get their job done and hopefully keep the Mets off the board?
Hey, Grant, final one for us. Again, thanks for the time, as always.
Yeah.
What have you been able to find out, or what have you heard in terms of trying to inform your expectations for a Chris Sale timeline?
Yeah, I think that it's just the time factor is all that's at play here. I mean, you can get the treatment. I know that the Brian Snitker talked about that the other day, that there are certain treatments they do to hope to promote the healing of the bones themselves. But I believe it's a couple of smaller cracked ribs on the rib cage itself. So we saw with Sean Murphy, he just had to wait around and let, you know, nature do its thing. There's not a lot that you can do outside of that. But if you look at it from the purely pragmatic and realistic timetable possibility, if he misses 5-6 weeks, then how many weeks does it take to ramp back up? I think we're probably talking about August here at the earliest, but I've been surprised before. but I just don't really see it as we are about, what, a week away from July. Having Chris Sale back before August the 1st would be nothing short of miraculous in my book.
Grant, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, host of From the Diamond, as they've mentioned, 5 o'clock on Sunday evening. And you know, that's the thing. I know Grant talks to more folks than we do, and certainly one of the reasons we have him on is he has that information. But nobody knows with Chris Sale. I mean, it's just such a unique individual thing. Some people heal faster than others. You don't know exactly how that's going to feel when he throws, even when it does heal. And the timeline's hard to say. He said August 1st would be a miracle. Sure. I mean, hopefully for September, at some point in September. Anyway, hopefully soon. AMA is coming up next. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load up the phones. You can ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Brought to you by Right From the Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Again, Dukes and Bell broadcasting live from State Farm this afternoon as we get ready for the 2025 NBA draft. The Hawks only hold the 13th pick tonight. I know that up until last night they also had the 22nd, but that was part of the deal to get Kristaps Porzingis here to Atlanta. So only the 13th pick tonight. Should be interesting. I mean, there'll be a lot of really good players still available there and maybe even a name that you're familiar with. I think this, I mean, I'm interested in the third pick just because we know who's going one and two. It'll get interesting at three. I'm interested to see what Utah does as well, because at five, Danny Ainge just seems like he always takes the talent, even if there's question marks. How does he not take Ace Bailey? Even though Ace Bailey has said, you're telling me, or at least it's being reported.
I think I had seen that.
It's being reported that he really doesn't want to go to Utah.
Or Charlotte.
Nobody does.
I think I saw Charlotte.
Nobody
too.
Does, but that's what the draft is. If it was a draft, no one would ever go play for the Jazz.
Is that for you, like, when the draft starts in that 4-5 range?
I think for me it starts at 3. I feel like kind of anything could happen at 3. Okay. I could even see the Sixers trading out of 3, potentially. Because I just don't know who. I mean, maybe Edgecombe is kind of.
We talked about the most gift likely to go that 3 now. Dallas received in regards to getting the number one overall pick. Have we talked enough about the gift that
no.
Philly got?
Or the gift that San Antonio got? Dylan Harper's going to be incredible. Like, this, and immediately, you set him into that team with all those other good pieces there.
Like, there are teams who very easily could be top 4 seeds with the top 3 picks.
Yeah, that's right.
That doesn't happen often.
Yeah, the NBA is really weird right now. It's in a really weird place. You're one injury away from being the number one pick in the lottery.
With a guy coming back from injury that then makes
then
you a contender.
Back, and then you're going to be in the Western Conference Finals the next year. Yeah. I mean, look at the Rockets. The Rockets had the number 3 pick last year, and then they signed Kevin Durant this offseason. Anyway, a couple phone lines available, 404-726-0929. We'll start with Zach, who's in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Zach.
Hey, so it was a great ad read, Andy, about bringing Ronald Acuna into your bedroom. It's great.
Look, man, they know what they're signing up for when they let me freestyle those things, all right?
If either of y'all had to describe your love life or your dating life or romantic life, you don't have to get too personal if you don't want, as a player, who would it be? Like, my love life is most like blank.
Okay. All right. That's a really good question. I mean, everyone would want to say Wilt Chamberlain, right? But that's Wilt Chamberlain's love life. So you're thinking your love life is most like what player? Gosh, it's like think of a guy who played for a lot of teams early in his career and then found a home, like a long-term home midway through his career and then was there for the rest of it. I'm trying to think, is there somebody who bounced around a lot and then found a landing spot later? I don't know if anybody immediately comes to mind, but that would be mine. Kind of a free agent early, you know what I mean? No, wasn't really a franchise player, but now I am. Now I'm a franchise player, and I've gotten a ring out of it.
I think I would be, and I'm just looking at the Hawks roster.
Okay.
I think I would have to compare my love and dating life to, I would be Jacob Toppin. Mostly game day inactives. But every once in a while, you
clean
get
up duty.
Mop up duty.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. That's a really good question. I want to think more about it tonight and try to have a better answer tomorrow, like a specific player. Like if Jesse Chavez did what he did for like 10 years, but then found a home and stayed there forever. Kind of like that.
Well, it hopefully could be Porzingis. He's been on like 6 teams.
Sure. Yeah.
Then now maybe, I mean, it would obviously would have to work here.
I always
and then
considered myself a deep threat.
Okay.
All right, Kyle's in Lawrenceville.
You ever been called a unicorn?
No. Kyle. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
This is Tom. This is Tom.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Okay. An interesting day to be a delivery driver.
Yeah, good luck,
right,
man.
So both of you are sports talk hosts in Boston today.
Okay, all right.
So I want you to spin it to where the Celtics fans listening will agree that this was a great trade for Boston.
Oh, no, I don't think it's that hard to do. I mean, they had to do it. They had to shed salary, and they did it in 2 trades. They got rid of Drew Holiday, who everybody loves but is 35, and by the time Tatum's back, you know, is going to be way past his prime. And Kristaps Porzingis can't stay on the floor. So I mean, that was just about money, and they picked up some draft picks and all that, but no, this is pretty easy to explain from Boston's standpoint. They also got Anthony Simons back for a one-year deal from Portland to kind of kick the tires on and see how that goes.
If I had to spin this in my most, like, long-term positive take, it would be, like, we're going to kind of mess around this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully win the lottery. And then when Tatum comes back, we do.
I just think, like, they're going to be too good to do
they
that.
They probably are.
Like,
I
think the Celtics are going to make the playoffs next year, even without Tatum.
I think the East is bad enough.
Yeah.
Brown and White and some of those guys are good enough. I agree with you, but that might be like a talking point I would try and spin if I wanted to make something up.
I just think it's not a hard sell. Your best player's out for a year. Like, everybody kind of knows next year doesn't have any expectations. You had to shed salary. Even if they won the championship this year, so they were going to have to make some of these moves because of how drastically over the tax they were. They weren't going to be able to keep this roster together. That talk started before they even lost out of the playoffs this year, before Tatum even got hurt, was they better make this run this year because they're not going to be able to afford to keep these guys together. Now they make these moves and they free up plenty of money. They're now safe. They also acquired some assets to where, say, I don't know, it seems like a long shot for Tatum to play at any point next year.
Right.
But they can go into the 2026 offseason with money to spend and assets to move. The Celtics did great.
I think you reached and touched on the real talking point, which is you're not winning a championship next year. Understand that.
Yeah.
That you're setting things up for the future. And every move you make that impacts the 2025-2026 season is actually a move for the 26-27 and beyond.
Because Tatum and Brown are still top three duo in the NBA when Tatum comes back. Mm-hmm. Tatum's 28 when he comes back.
Yeah.
Like, they're still in position to compete for championships. You just got to free up some money so you can add different pieces to it because all of these pieces now are too expensive. I feel like we did that pretty good. Adam is in North Dakota. Hello, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hello.
Hey, go ahead.
How's it going on up there? How's it going?
Man,
how's it going?
Yeah, I was telling Bo about the weather. It's 65 degrees up here and sunny.
That actually sounds great today.
Yeah, kind of breezy, but it's always breezy up here when I come. But, hey, this one's for you. I just listened to yesterday's show this morning on the app. But, man, if you can pull off Pete Rose and you show up at All-Star Weekend in Pete Rose disguise,
that's a great idea.
You will get the most, like, play, drinks, whatever you want. Are you willing to do that?
Adam, with a million-dollar idea. Abe, the Pete Rose lookalike at All-Star Weekend, after he gets reinstated into baseball and he's dead, so he can't even be there to tell you to stop, you could charge $5 for a picture.
I don't understand the Pete Rose thing. I don't look anything like him.
You do.
What are you guys talking about?
There's a similarity.
You look like older, like manager Pete Rose.
There's not older.
Yeah, like really.
Dude, you could put on a Pete Rose uniform, go walk through like MLB, go walk through All Star Village,
like old rough Pete Rose,
and you will have a bigger following than a lot of other people walking through All Star Village.
Here's what you got to do: just get get that flat brim Reds hat, like a Beatles wig, basically, but
yeah,
it's
right.
not black, but like a brown wig. Pull that thing over the top of it and walk around.
I think
Pete Rose picks.
I think there'd be a lot more of what is that guy doing than, oh, look, it's a guy that's dressed like Pete Rose.
No, I think you underestimate just how much you look like Pete Rose.
Look like Pete Rose.
Yeah, you do. You look like him.
You do.
You look like Pete Rose. You look like Charlie Hustle. You could do it. And you could probably make a pretty penny off this thing. Or you could be giving out betting tips. Charlie Hustle's betting tips.
Maybe people would end up hiring you.
Parties.
Hey, I want to have Elvis at my party. Hey, I want to have Pete Rose come to my party.
That's a market that's wide open. 100%. There's a million Elvis lookalikes. There's a lot of those lookalikes.
I would much rather Pete Rose at my birthday party than Elvis.
Me too. 100%. And I, plus you're a fun guy. So you're already halfway there.
But Pete Rose was not a fun guy.
I know,
I'd now have to be not fun.
No, you'll be more fun to hang around than him.
You're fun Pete Rose.
You're fun Pete Rose.
Is that what's going on here?
You're party Pete.
Hire Fun Pete Rose to come to your birthday party.
Your child's seventh birthday party? Do we have a clown? Nah, we got the Pete Rose lookalike.
We got Fun Pete Rose.
I think it's a great idea. Mike's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Hi, man. If you could change three things about Georgia summer that you don't like. For me, I want to get rid of mosquitoes, flies, and snakes so I can do yard work and eat outside.
Yeah, that's good. Pest control is a good one. Mosquitoes for sure.
Heat, pollen, bugs.
All the, just heat in general? Because people like it. Like, I know that I'm a whiner like when it comes to
extreme heat.
Extreme
if
heat.
It wants to be 83.
You like it outside today, don't you, Bo? You like this.
Yes. Come on. 91 is not extreme heat.
It's 96.
Right. It's 97.
96
right now.
Is not extreme heat. What? Like 110.
Come join me on the run. Come join me on the run in 2.5
Let's
hours.
Let's go, dude. See. I'm not scared one bit of heat and humidity. I love it.
All I'm saying is it's 99 degrees outside, and the real feel is 109. Like, that is extreme. That's extreme.
It doesn't need to be what North Dakota is.
But I'm not trying to whine about it because I moved here. I know what I signed up for. Okay, it is what it is. And there's people listening that are from here telling anybody complaining about it to go home then.
Well, I'm not complaining about it. He asked what I would change.
Oh, and you change what?
The heat, the pollen, and the bugs.
But the pollen's in the spring. He just wanted to change in the summer.
Yeah, if that counts. Does that count?
I'll definitely take the mosquitoes because we do everything we can. And it's just...
Just mosquitoes, not all bugs. Just mosquitoes.
Yeah, but the problem is all the bats and stuff eat the mosquitoes, and bats are good.
That's true, too.
It's a whole circle of life. It is. You know, it's an inconvenience for us, but it's a food source for another animal. I wish I said that sentence to Randy. That'd be a good thing to get his response to.
Pocket that.
Philip is in Atlanta. Hey, Philip.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Philip. Thank you. Love you.
Just trying to stay cool out here. I work outside, so I know everyone's complaining about the heat. It's pretty hot, but I was super excited about that trade last night. I had a question. When was the last time we had an NBA champion on the Atlanta Hawks roster? I was trying to think back.
Hmm. Okay.
It's been forever.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that's going to be a good addition.
Off the top of my head, like, you know, there might have been kind of a late career guy who had won a championship elsewhere. But a guy, I mean, look, Porzingis, I know he got hurt in that run, but he was a big part of that team winning all those games they won in Boston 2 years ago. I don't know. You got one? Think of a guy.
I'm guessing there was someone that we're like not thinking of that's obvious.
Because there's been quite a few random older players like during the tank and all that. Like Vince Carter never won a championship, did he? I don't think he did. He was on a bunch of good teams, but he never won a championship. I don't know. I can't think of any. So we'll take one more call. And then do we have any more calls? No, we don't even have any to do that. So I guess we'll just keep racking our brains until
I'm stuck time looking to go. At like this year's roster. And I don't think
there's anybody. Like, did Danilo Gallinari randomly win a championship as a role player? Did Lou Williams ever on a championship team before he came back here? Now I'm just asking questions that nobody knows the answer to that we'd Google because we got like 5 seconds before we got to go to takeaways of the day. Let me name one more. Did Kent Bazemore go on to win a championship? Certainly not before he was here, because he was here first. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show gets into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. My takeaway is that Abe Gordon is very serious about his inline skating.
Kristaps Porzingis, stretchiest big in the NBA. New York Mets, chokiest team in Major League Baseball.
They're a choky bunch.
Look at those thighs. My goodness.
Chandler Parsons? No. Teague. That was after he left here. No, I don't know. Can't think of one. Porzingis, championship pedigree. Add it to the list. Another reason to like the trade. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for being with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.